Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners, who is heading on over to strshare.com. sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can share it here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at @thepeak_shushmountain. I hope I said that right. It's S-C-H-U-S-S. Again, @thepeak_shushmountain. And really falls in line with today's episode. This is a property that is truly four seasons. It can be enjoyed in the winter. It can be enjoyed in the spring, summer, fall. It's in northern Michigan, and it has amazing, amazing windows, like OMG. But spring is here, so they need to be clean in those. They have a giant deck. They have access to a resort pool. And I just want to share, when you go to this property and you see everything that it can be in the winter, we want to make sure that you're focusing when the seasons change to make sure the guests know, like at Shush Mountain, like, hey, yes, we want you to be skiing in the summer, but we have golf and swimming in the spring. I think they do a really good job of highlighting all of the seasons in their social media account. And I think we all need to lean in on that a little bit more and really show our homes through the seasons, because it gives you a really good idea of how you can enjoy the space throughout the year. And I just want everybody to take a peek. They do a really, I love their beds. I don't know if I say that very much, but they have done a lot of different throw pillows, a lot of different blankets, and I'm here for a cozy, accessorizing of the bedrooms. Well done. I hope I'm saying that right.
Shush mountain.
I'm going with it.
Thanks
for using. Thanks for going to STR Share and sharing your property with us.
All right. Today we're going to talk about maintenance items that we all should be thinking about today, because a lot of us in the United States are moving towards the summer months, and there are definitely some things that we can do within our short-term rental to prepare it not only to feel fresh and clean, but also safe. And while this list is not comprehensive of literally everything you could and probably should do for safety and cleanliness, it's definitely a great list to get your brain going.
Why do you need to do this spring checklist? Because it is important. You want to get ahead of any sort of emergency repairs that could potentially happen. You want to make sure that you are not having any guest concerns come in that changing of the season. And for so many of us, we're heading into our peak season, and we want to make sure that our property is in peak shape.
Check your windows. Yes, for cleanliness, but also functionality. It is always good to just air the home out with some fresh air for an afternoon.
Yes, let the fresh air in.
So open up all windows, let that cross air go through the property. While you're doing that, make sure every single window has the capability to easily lock. Your guest is going to feel more safe when they walk into the property and all the windows are secure. If they want to unlock them to open up the window, if you allow them to, then that's great. But you want to make sure that they're able to unlock them and they're not like, well, wait a minute, this window actually can't lock and now I don't feel safe. Now is the time to double check that and make sure you don't need to improve that functionality.
And this is for any sort of emergency. You want to make sure that every bedroom, all the egress, if something were to happen, they can easily get those windows open and be able to exit the property. So I know there are so many homes that are older and maybe they're painted shut. This is just a huge time to be able to go through, make sure safety is at peak also.
So there's tracks inside of the window as well, where the windows maybe slide open and close or open and close, depending on what kind of windows you have. Now's a great time. I like to use a steamer to get in those tracks, maybe even a toothbrush and some soapy water, and just clean it out. Doing this once a year is great. And then also, if you want to put the screens in, make sure the screens are clean, dust-free. The exterior of the window is washed. If you need to hire professionals, get on their rosters now, because everyone else is having the same thought as you are. And remember, keeping our properties, our product in top condition and looking great really shows our guests how much we care.
Number two, schedule routine maintenance for your HVAC, your AC. We want to make sure we get ahead of the AC. We all know that summer months, HVAC companies, they get super busy. We don't want to wait until your first summertime guest checks in. They try to crank the AC and it's not working. Okay, you have to get in front of this. So you should already have your routine maintenance scheduled. If not, don't delay. Do it today. And you want to make sure they're coming out. You're changing your filters. They're doing a check on it. Make sure everything is in tip-top shape. And here's the deal with this. If you can get ahead of this, this is one of those things that really, it can ruin a guest's entire vacation. And we do not want that happening. So even if it's a little bit of an investment, you know, to do this maintenance, to have them come out ahead of time, it is going to pay for itself. No questions asked.
Make sure when your technician comes out, they're also taking care of, yes, you're changing, hopefully you're changing your filters as instructed. But if you've got mini split units, right, there's other components of these mechanicals that need cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to do it, or you're not sure how to take it apart and safely maintain the piece of equipment that you are asking them or asking they have that service available to you, especially like outside with the AC unit, are there leaves compounded around it? Is there a bunch of like, I don't even know what it is. It's like stuff that sticks to the side of the AC unit. Do they clean those coils? Can you clean those coils? How do we get these things looking great and operating great? Number three, we're going to have you restock your forgot something basket. If you don't know what the Forgot Something Basket is, you'll have to check a video out that we have about it, because it's one of our secret weapons and we share it with all of you because it's such a simple thing. I actually didn't even know it was special. And then Annette years ago was like, this such a genius. Cool thing.
I was like, okay. If you don't know what it is, I'll just tip you in really quick. Please watch a video about it. But it's essentially having a front desk, a concierge at your short-term rental without actually having a front desk. You're being able to supply the guest with anything they might have forgot, hence the name Forgot Something Basket. So normally it's filled with toiletries. Mm-hmm. And in the summer months, we like to equip it with some summer-friendly amenities like...
Yeah, so we're going to have sunscreen in there, bug spray, aloe vera. What else can you think of that might be appropriate for your short-term rental in the warmer months? But I'm telling you, the amount of times we get reviews, people will even say, like, I didn't even use the thing in the basket, but the fact that they have this is so cool. Or the one time a guest went to a baseball game to watch their son play in some sort of traveling championship that was happening in our area. And she's like, I blew her mind that we had aloe vera gel in the basket. She goes, because we got sunburned and I just couldn't believe that Sarah had thought about that. So changing out your Forgot Something Basket to accommodate your guests for the season that you're in is a great way to keep that amenity living and breathing and accommodating them for where they're at.
Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together.
Number four, your outdoor furniture and patio safety check.
So, listen, if you don't take your patio furniture in the wintertime, I know some of you can't. There may not be any storage space. Hopefully you're covering them, because here's the deal. The different screws and pieces of hardware that keep the furniture together can start to fail over time if you expose them to the elements, which can expose your guests to some serious safety concerns. One of our good friends, who is an international safety expert, Justin Ford, always tells us the story of how a hammock severely impacted a guest when a screw or some sort of hardware
snapped, the hook that kept it, you know, taut there, it snapped back
and hit them in the head and caused some serious damage to that guest. And obviously it weighs on him to this day. So those sorts of things you want to make sure that you're avoiding. But you also make sure it's clean and fresh and ready for guests to use.
Yeah. And when we say patio safety too, it's like thinking a lot of us have, let's say, pavers, walkway pavers. We have just, let's say your deck in general, anything that the weather elements have been sitting on or, you know, taking a beating over the winter, you want to make sure that there aren't slips, trips, falls, that things have not, like, serious corrosion happening. So you want to go through your whole outdoor space. All of it needs a double check since it's been out in the elements all winter long.
Number five are landscaping and lawn maintenance prep. So if you work with a vendor to take care of your lawn care, your outdoor maintenance, reconnect with them now because everyone else is doing the same. What's their pricing this year? Let's go over what we expect you to do. How often will you be out to cut the grass? Does that include weeding? Does it include weeding everywhere or just in certain spots? It's always great to reconnect and make sure you and your vendor are on the same page, and make sure you understand what that pricing is going to be so that you can factor it into your budget.
And if you self-maintain the property, you know, taking a look, is your mower ready? Is the hose ready? Is your trimmer ready? All those things have got to be ready to go. You don't want to be caught, you know, getting ready for a guest to check in and like, oh, I need to mow the lawn, and you're not able to.
I don't know about you either, but when it comes to planting, I don't have the greenest of thumbs. My expertise lies inside the home, and I have no idea when the best time to plant things is. And we all know that first impressions are everything to guests, and walking up to a property and being greeted by green plants or really colorful flowers is actually a really important aspect of getting that five-star review on value and check-in process. So make sure if you need to replant, I always forget, it's annuals and perennials. You need to replant the annuals, right?
No, I think it's reverse.
I have no idea, you guys. Okay. But here's what I'm telling you is that if you have to replant the plants, there are certain times a year I know you can do it and you can't do it. And what if what's supposed to come back didn't come back? Now is the time to get on top of all of that. What about mulch? Maybe this year you're going to upgrade to stone so you don't have to keep remulching throughout the year. There's a lot to take into consideration.
And this is the time, like, if you need some extermination services, make sure that they're out, they're taking care of everything. And then also any sort of exterior lighting. This is the perfect time. Make sure that you're changing those bulbs out. When it's dark out, we got to make sure our guests know where they're going.
Okay, story time really quick. We have a property together, like Annette just said, and it's a townhome, and there's an exterior light. And we always, if a guest is going to check in, it's part of our arrival checklist to leave the outdoor light on. And we're in a townhome situation. And so our neighbors, who all have really like tidy properties, but Annette's mom once came over and did a deep clean. And the way she cleaned this exterior light, I have been forever shooketh about how impactful it is for your exterior light to be chef's kiss clean. And then, of course, when you set it next to an exterior light that isn't that clean, you're like, oh my gosh, but the light just sparkles. It looks like you really care. So, and I'm a clean freak, and I didn't even think really about getting that. I mean, she made it look like it's brand new. So challenge yourselves. Are your exterior lights clean, free of cobwebs? The dust on top of it is gone.
Bugs, you know the bugs.
Yes. Get after it, because it's going to be so worth it.
Number six, storm season preparedness.
All right. So depending on where you're at in the world, it could be the season for storms, whether they're thunderstorms or maybe you live in an area where tornadoes are a thing. Regardless, weather can impact you at different times of the year. So this tip is good always. But do your guests know the safest place in your home in case of an emergency?
Mm-hmm. And it might be a storm. It might just be like a simple power outage. Also, we know that in areas, there's heat waves that cause electric to go out. So we want to make sure that you've communicated with the guests. Do you have extra batteries? Do you have flashlights? Do you have extra bulbs? Are those all in one easy located place accessible to the guest? And then have that in your guidebook just in case. And then also, we always just want them to know in case of emergency, who should they call? Where should they be? You know, give them the address, everything that's going on.
Number seven, it is time to swap seasonal amenities. Hear us out. If you in your bedroom offer really thick, cozy duvet covers, you might want to switch to a lighter quilt or a lighter blanket. Yes, I know the inside temps can be controlled by your thermostat, but there's still that just that feeling of heaviness that you might want to remove from the bedroom, or maybe even in your living room, you've got some like more fluffy or cozier knit throw pillows and throw blankets, trade them in for something lighter. Also, maybe it's time to get the pool stuff out again. Maybe it's time to really equip the grill outside. Yes, people can grill when it's winter, but you know the usage goes up in the summer. So time for a deep clean on the grill, a good safety check on the grill, especially if you're using propane or gas to heat up that grill. Is everything ready for that use? Did it all survive the winter? Does anything need to be refreshed there?
Yeah, and were there things that you put out for the winter? You know, did you put out maybe salt and a shovel that doesn't need to be out there during the spring months? Maybe it's time to swap out your welcome mat because it did have a lot of wear and tear over the winter. So we just want you to go to your property, have a fresh set
of spring and summer eyes. And there are there's so many things as hosts. We're so busy, but take this list, go through, and you are going to be thanking yourself because you don't want your guests checking in and feeling like you've just kind of cruised through the winter and haven't had any time to refresh it for the spring. And if this episode makes you feel like you got a lot of work to do, you probably do.
We do too. I'm over here being like, Nettie, let's get this stuff done.
We are going to mark some time off on our calendar to get after it. And we are. There's stuff that we do want to like just sink our hands into and get dirty, sweaty, make it happen and prep for our guests.
And if we don't put time aside, if it's not in your calendar, you know, we're already planning our summer trips or things that we want to do in the summer that aren't related to hosting. I mean, just like everyone else. So let this episode be that moment where you mark it on your calendar to plan, or you get those times in the calendar where you can actually go to your property, get this stuff done or make the appointments. Put some action into it. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.